Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you been afraid to ask a question? We sure have. And we know sometimes you really need the answers.
FAQs are there, but not frequently answered. Passive investor wants to know more. So yes, frequent questions deserve frequent answers.
So let's dive in.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Are all passive investors really, really rich with millions of dollars in their bank account?
Can I do this without money?
How to get over a barrier to sending $100,000, $200,000, $1 million to strangers?
Does passive investing really work? Is it risky? Is it safe?
Right? Why passive investors don't have any control over their investment? Can passive investor help out in a deal?
How often do you get to hear from the deal sponsorship team?
Why passive investors are getting 70-30% split or 80-20 split?
Why now?
What happens if the deal doesn't close?
I'm so used to doing everything myself. Can I buy my own apartments?
Wow, that's a lot, right? We don't know about you, but we can't wait to tackle these and learn together.
Yep, these are all really great questions and will help you become a more informed passive investor. Let's get started with the first one.
First up, do all passive investors have to be really, really rich with millions of dollars in their bank accounts before they can invest in apartment syndication?
Absolutely not. You don't have to be Elon Musk or even have as many kids as he does to be in the process. We certainly didn't have millions of dollars in the bank account when we first got started in this.
Absolutely. Yes, guys. Apartment syndication is where a group of investors pool in resources, time, capital, energy, relationships, expertise, etc., and go after bigger apartment complexes. Both of us highly recommend anything that is over 65 units and above due to economies of scale. And no, guys, you don't have to have millions of dollars. That is totally such a myth, right? As a matter of fact, the minimum for many investment opportunities is not as high as you might think. Mm-hmm. Some are like $50,000, while others are around $75,000 to $100,000.
That brings us to our next question. Can I do this without money?
The answer is no. Sorry, guys, we know that's not what you might want to hear, but we promise there's good news here. We understand we are in different seasons of life. Some of you may just start your job, while some of you are already high-level, successful entrepreneur. You see, apartment syndication is a place to take your retirement slash investment portfolio to the next level, but it won't solve your retirement issue if you don't already have some capital. And by all means, again, guys, you don't have to have millions of dollars in your bank, right? That's totally such a myth. It's kind of like you need to have talent to be in the NBA. You don't really, really thrive or survive there unless you have talents and a lot of it.
The beauty of all of this is that you can invest your money alongside with other investors to go after bigger deals, which tends to be more profitable due to working with a more experienced team and economy of scale. Apartment syndication makes it so that ordinary people like us have access to deals that otherwise would go to hedge funds and ultra wealthy people.
awesome. So let's move on to the next question, which is, how can I get over the barrier to send $100,000, $200,000, or even $1 million to strangers?
Okay, first of all, we hope you don't ever send money to strangers. If you've been tuning into us for a while, you know that we always say you have to know, like, and trust your sponsorship team. This is not negotiable.
Totally, and as cheesy as it sounds, pun intended, our favorite questions to ask when vetting someone is, would you want to drink wine and share a charcuterie board with them? If the answer is no, then no it is for everything. If you can't bond over breed, then
you gotta go. For many of you, you've been listening to our podcast, Cash and Multipliers. You followed us on Instagram at the Kitty Sisters, and you've been on call with the team Kitty Sisters. So we definitely aren't strangers, right? You've seen us, you know us, because you take us everywhere you go, dropping off your kids in the morning, folding your freshly cleaned laundry, going on walks, etc. But again, you've got to feel that connection. If you don't, then why on earth are you going to wire someone $100,000, $500,000 to this person? It just doesn't add up.
For real, we can't stress this enough.
Yep, guys and gals.
The most important task as passive investors should be doing is due diligence on the sponsor. Can the sponsor actually pull off the business plan? It's one thing to put together, you know, a slide deck with a business plan and some pretty pictures while sharing projections and basic data. But can the sponsor's team actually execute the plan?
Easier said than done, right? Anybody can put together a bunch of pretty pictures and a really cool looking deck, but everybody cannot execute on the plan. So probably the number one thing that past investors needs to do the due diligence on the level of experience of the sponsorship team. And not just in general, like, do these people actually have a track record and have experiences in apartment investing? We've promised truly passive, right? We told you guys that once you've done the work up front, you'll enjoy the economy scale because you've already vetted out the deal sponsorship team. So you can invest in the same team over and over again because you've already done your homework up front.
Yes, so apartment syndication is truly passive. You don't need to give input, think about how to execute A, B, C, Z, right, to always see how to attend the board meeting. You just let the team handle everything.
Indeed.
This goes hand in hand with our next question, which is passive investing risky? Is it safe? And does it really work?
Well, personally for us, yes, it's working. We're able to replace our income from our fashion manufacturing business, single family house flipping business, through apartment syndications.
I'm sure you're thinking, okay, guys, this is great, but is it risky? For sure, right? If anyone say otherwise, we have one word.
Run.
We get it. Not all of us are born risk takers. And some of us like our routine and follow the rule of nothing good happen after midnight and are in bed promptly by 9 p.m. And that's pom-pom.
Yeah, so when it comes to investments, though, you might also need a mental shift. The high return tends to have higher risk. Conversely, investment with low returns tend to have lower risk. Either way.
Yeah, for sure. If you slice it, there will be some level of risk involved, right?
And for sure, as passive investors, you must set some ground rules. Make sure that you figure out how to maximize your gains while minimizing your downside risk. This is not the time to invest in any old deal, but you have to invest in the right deals.
Let's cover another ground rule before taking deep dive to invest. You have to understand the market cycle and learn how to navigate it successfully. Like any relationship, there are ups and downs, and our relationship with market is very much the same. We're definitely not relationship experts here, but we do have a soft spot for the economy.
Learn more on episode 41, Beat the Recession, How to Thrive in Uncertainty, and episode 42, Protect Your Peace with a Solid Retirement Plan. Again, we'll link these in the show notes, so be sure to check it out.
Next up is finding your people, which we have built in so conveniently for you through the Kitty Freedom Club, a passive investor club for everyday people like you. You see, here at the Kitty Sister, we focus on a risk mitigation strategy.
We're big fans of the terms calculated risk because just like apartment investing, there's a fair share of risk involved.
Next up is finding your people, which we have built in so conveniently for you through the Kitty Freedom Club, a passive investor club for everyday people just like you. You see, here at the Kitty Sister, we focus on a risk mitigation strategy.
We're a big fan of the term calculate risk because, you know, just like in life, apartment investing has its fair share of risk involved.
We'll also learn how to pull the trigger on deals through a combination of competence and confidence because we learn how to manage risk.
So what does the term managing risk look like? By doing effective and conservative underwriting and focusing on locations that have higher barrier to entry. Another thing to consider is proximity to major thoroughfares, and if there's this location has a healthy supply of well-paying job. Yes, all these factors help weigh into the cost of the risk.
Absolutely, right? So really the main thing we want you to hear is this. You can freaking do it, right? If you know our story, two girls who grew up in an overworked immigrant household who went from fashion manufacturing to investing in real estate, you can do this too.
The timing of this opportunity is now. So if there's absolutely any part of you that's using timing as an excuse as to why you haven't invested yet, we can't be more clear. It's go time.
So you decided to take the plunge. But why don't passive investors have any control over their investment? Can passive investor really help out in a deal?
Two words, asset protection. As passive investor's limited partner, this is huge, right? You're usually limited in terms of how much you can lose on an investment. For example, if you invested $100,000, that's generally the most that you can ever lose. Now, if you insert it yourself into the management decision, then that variable completely changes. You are also demanding, if you demand you have more time, more say on the asset, then you really don't have that same level of asset protection. That piece totally wanes away. So as passive investors, you don't want to get involved because you want to keep that limited liability status. That's why you're generally called the limited partner.
Thank you, Pom, for clearly explaining that. So now that we understand the asset protection piece, there's one question you should be asking your sponsorship team. How often are you going to communicate?
For us, we like to do monthly communication with our passive investors. While we know other sponsorship teams, they do it quarterly, but we prefer to communicate as often as possible because, we understand that our passive investors, they want to get updates on the property. Again, like any relationship, communication is really key.
Yes. Okay. So why are passive investors getting a 70-30 or 80-20 split?
First of all, that's pretty neat, right? You put virtually zero input into this, but you're getting a 70 or 80% split in the profit.
But how much time do you actually spend throughout the whole period? Maybe 2, 3, 4 hours upfront, and the typical hold time is 2, 3, 5 years, so whatsoever, right?
True. So the truth is that passive investors, most of your work is done up front. You've got to get in front of the right sponsorship team. You have to know, and trust them. Again, over some charcuterie board and wine, of course.
But you see, once you've done your due diligence on the team and the investment opportunities, and of course funded the deal, you just sit back and relax and watch your money makes babies.
That's probably the best money baby story ever. So boy, we love a good
story
and a good money baby. Honestly, I think that's why people love passive investing so much, Nan. It's like in life, they've been told you got to trade more time to get more money. But if you learn how to leverage money to maximize profit, that's a beautiful thing.
Yes, think about it. You insert 1% to 2% of your effort and you're making 70, 80% of the profit, right? That's insane. Gouda cheese insane.
The best part is that while your general partners have to build the relationships with the brokers, sellers, source the deal, underwrite the deal, sometimes hundreds of deals, fly around the country, tour 120 degrees temperature, thank you guys, I've done that, hire the right property management team, build relationships with the investors, raise the capital, put together sound business plan, negotiate with the lender, make sure you put the right kind of debt on the property, close the deal, all in a while they risk their hard-earned non-refundable deposit. And the deals typically that we do, it's $1 million upfront. If for some reason that the deal doesn't close, that $1 million, we become at risk for us.
Absolutely. Not to mention, we get to operate the asset for the next 3 to 5 years, executing and pivoting. So, on those business plan to make sense for everyone, right? All to increase the net operating income.
So why now?
Why not? For real. First and foremost, inflation is at a 40-year high. But this is something that, to be scared of, especially if you're investing in the right asset class. Multifamily apartments are one of the best inflation hedges within commercial real estate world because these lease structures in multifamily apartments are far better positioned to benefit from an increase in inflation than any other asset type.
Man, that's so true. Other commercial real estate assets may have a lease duration of 5, 7, 10, even 20 years, while multifamily leases are reset every 6, 9, or 12 months. And with the leases being reset, we have an opportunity to reprice the property as prices increases as well.
which is huge. Think about how much rent has increased in the last 2 years alone. Talk about putting yourself in the middle of cash flow, right? You could be reaping some of those major returns.
On top of that, if nothing else, right now it's a great opportunity in real estate overall.
That include us. Back in July 2022, we closed a $71 million deal, 312 units, Class A in Houston, Texas. Plus, the seller gave us a $3 million discount, although the appraised value is $78 million.
Yep, the property already gone up in value by $10 million on day one of ownership.
That's freaking nuts, right, Pom? Of course, no one has a crystal ball to tell you when that will be, right? So take advantage of what you have right now, and you're far likely to get better terms. Who knows, you might only need $100,000, $500,000 of putting all your money in day one for, you know, as a team.
Next is like the fundamentals is super solid, and always keep your business plan super simple.
What you might not know is that rent growth and occupancy are still at an all-time high. There's still a big gap between home affordability and the cost of rents in apartment.
These are some of the reasons why now. For more Why Now answers, check out episode 65, The Real Discount in Real Estate, which is linked in our show notes.
But what happens if the deal doesn't close?
If the deal doesn't close for some reason, which we've heard has happened to other sponsorship team, the investors will get notification and the money will return to them. It's rare, but it can happen. So this is definitely a great question. All this is great, but I'm used to doing everything myself. Can I buy my own apartments?
Well, simply put, the answer is of course, right? However, you need time, team, talent, and relationship on your side. If you're making 70, 80% of the total return while you're asleep, resting, and playing, why trade more time for more money? We all love to leverage here, right? And have our money work hard for us, not the other way around for sure.
Thanks for all these questions. Asking questions is always a smart move.
And as always, thanks for tuning all the way to the end today. We hope we get those frequently asked questions answered. Be sure to check out our other episodes for more answers to your probing questions and tips and tricks.
Until next time, Cash and Multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.